Well, it's time for a visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith, and a commentary on some of the things that are going on in the markets. Boy, now the markets since Husker Harvest days, they've been something to talk about, haven't they?
They really have. The report came out the day after I was out there, and expected this report to be a little bit bearish, and it was just for a very short period of time, less than a full trading session. And then the market kind of caught fire and has been going up ever since, and especially wheat. Which is making some, every day that trades, it makes new all-time highs.
That's something that I heard commented on too recently, is the price of soybeans and wheat compared to corn. And they're saying that, compared to the two commodities, corn's pretty cheap right now.
It is. The interesting comments on one of the online pages that I look at was questioning whether the price of wheat was going to catch up to the price of soybeans. And, of course, we got wheat futures now right at $9 a bushel and soybean futures right at $10 a bushel. And so you'd have to say on that basis the wheat is overpriced. But, you know, that also is bringing the price of corn along because there obviously is not going to be any wheat fed to livestock at $9 a bushel. And acres that get planted to wheat this fall are not going to be available to plant the corn next spring. So, rising tide raises all the ships, and it's raising some of them faster than others, but it'll all shake out in the end.
Let's talk a little bit about basis, and you made the comment on the soybeans. The basis improved about 40 cents not too long ago, but that's retreated a little bit now, huh?
It has a lot. We checked here at Midwest Co-op in my area and Frontier Co-op up in your area, and here at Midwest we went from $1.41 down to close to $1 a bushel about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and now with the soybean futures price coming back real strong, we've given back a lot of that basis, and today we're looking at a basis of $1.28, which is very similar to what it is in your area. Indicating that the demand for cash beans is not as strong as the demand for futures.
Well, let's talk a little bit about marketing strategies in this type of a market with the fundamentals that are going on right now. What are some of the things producers can be doing?
It's real tough. I first of all, I guess if you look at the price and if you say, boy, this is a price I just can't pass up, or you go ahead and sell something, this is the time of year normally we would say, hang on, don't sell anything. We usually have a little bit of a rally after the harvest for the corn to, when the corn gets all put away, and we've got that dead cat bounce in the soybean market that usually starts around the 1st of October, just about this time of year, and usually that's good for a 50 or 60 cent rally. And, my strategy on soybeans is just to sit tight until after the harvest is over and see if we can't wring out some of that basis and maybe get a little more on the futures market. Wheat has a fairly strong seasonal tendency to peak in October or November, and with wheat futures where they are now, I guess I would say that would be the one I'd be most interested in selling if I had cash wheat left, because a lot of times that market will run out of steam here about Christmas time. I guess my feeling is that I want to do whatever I can in the cash market because futures market could get expensive if you have to start paying margin calls.
All right. For folks that want to get more information, there's a couple of ways that they can see your information, right?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address, and soyroy.com is my website.
Thank you very much, Soy Roy. Roy Smith with an update on some of the items influencing the markets over the last couple of weeks. That'll do it for this week's update. We'll talk to Roy next week on 840 Country KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer.